Jam and a Town Called Malice. Now, I'm looking at a fine CD here, Derek Ryan, 10, and these are self-penned. Derek, how are you, fella? How are you? Good seeing you. He's arriving in the studio as I speak, How are you, Derek? Sit yourself down there. Good cup of warm tea. You cannot beat. I'm just admiring the layout of the actual CD. And there's a lovely country road. Is that Donegal? Where is that?
It's down in Dunloe in Kerry, just outside Killarney. So. Right.
Very similar countryside. But
beautiful parts of the country.
It's a winding country lane. And you've got that sort of waistcoat and cravat on in the picture. You're carrying the guitar in the black guitar case. Country boy at heart, Derek.
Oh, yeah, very much so, yeah. Yeah. Now, I wouldn't be a farmer, but I grew up in the countryside. And so, yeah, no, definitely at heart.
Are you Kilkenny lad?
Carlo,
actually. It's that neck of the woods. But there's no point in
don't say Kilkenny around there.
Yeah, there's no point in asking about your hurling if you're across the border in Carlo. But, you know, we've spoken before, and of course, you came up through the pop ranks and all the pop music and whatever. But it's country that you've cornered. And to be able to write these songs, are all of them written by yourself?
All of them, yeah. All of them either written by myself or co-written. So, yeah, it's probably a natural progression. You know, my albums up to now have pretty much been, I suppose, some originals and a mix of covers as well. But I had 12 songs that I believed in, and I said, look, I'll put them all on and see how it goes. And it's been very, very well received, thank God. So, yeah.
And the gigging never stops either, because, you know, you're on the road. I noticed the other day on the dual carriageway, Nathan Carter's truck going past. It was like a travelling circus. And, you know, and you're at that level where you're playing big gigs to big numbers, and there's a demand for what you do. How does that make a young lad like you feel?
It's brilliant, you know. I suppose as a singer and a songwriter, that's what it's all about, you know. Performing live, and you know, we do everything from concerts and in theatres to dances to festivals and marquees, outdoor festivals, acoustic gigs, you know. So there's a good variety of gigs as well, depending on the time of year, you know. So right now we're in the middle of a concert tour, which is going fantastic. It's the 10 concert tour, actually, you know. So we're touring some of the new songs from the album. So it's just, look, at gigging is what we do, you know.
When you do new material and they want to hear some of your old hits and they want to hear you do some of the Camellia songs and all of that sort of stuff, is that mixed in?
Yeah, you have to be careful and mindful of that too, you know. Like, just as a fan of music, if I go see somebody, I want to hear the hits, you know. So I don't want to be bombarded with new songs that I don't know, you know. So it's kind of just subtly introducing them. And I've been quite, you know, fortunate. My new song, To Waltz With My Mother Again, which is a new single, I've been playing that and receiving standing ovations, which is a first for me nearly almost every night. Something must be right. Yeah.
Well, I'm not surprised you're getting standing ovations for this, because this song is... this is moving, absolutely moving, about your late mom, Sally. Mm. This must have been a very hard song to write.
You know, funny enough, it wasn't. It was almost like a comforting song to write. I actually wrote it the night she died, and you know, it was a kind of a therapy, really. As a songwriter, I suppose we kind of use it to, when things go wrong, you know, we lock ourselves away. And so it was, it's a nice memory for me of me dancing with my mom. And so I kind of wrote it from my own ears initially, and then I suppose I played it quietly to a few people, and they said, look, this could make a connection with people, and lots of people could relate to it, more importantly. So I decided, after much deliberation, to put it on the album and perform it. You know, sometimes it's easy to perform, sometimes it's not so easy, depending on what mood you're in. But it always gets a great reception, and I suppose that's, and it makes me, I suppose it's, you know, it makes me think of mom every night on stage, which is another comforting thing as well. So,
well, what was your mom like? Was she very encouraging? Was she the sort of person who went to your gigs?
She would, yeah, but she was very quiet, you know. I suppose out of all of us in the family, she was the quietest. She was very traditional mom at home, you know, and reared us at home. And dad would be the more, you know, went out to work gigging and all the rest. But she was more, I suppose, interested in our health and our well-being than, you know, you could tell her you played to 10,000 people and she'd go, you know, well, you have a dose on you or you have a cold, you know, look after yourself. So she was more like that, but very proud but a very, very quiet woman. But it was lovely just to to go home and, you know, like, I think she was the rock of her family, and you could go home and forget about everything and forget about the music business and everything else and just to relax at home, you know. So
when did she pass away?
Last July. Yeah, last July. So not too long ago.
Yeah, you know, I'm blessed. My mother's well into her 80s now, and she's still
fantastic.
Well, and, yes. You know, I remember my father dying relatively young, and I find that difficult, but there's something about saying goodbye to your mum. And I just wonder, there'll be people listening to this programme who've maybe lost their mum recently or years ago, and I think they'll take great heart from this song.
Yeah, I suppose, you know, as I say, it's a happy, comforting song in a lot of ways. You know, people said it's emotional, but I smile every night when I sing it, you know, because it's one of those memories that will stick with me forever, and it's the first thing I thought of when she died. So, and hence why I just started writing the song, and so yeah, hopefully people can relate to it, and it makes them smile.
Well, I'm going to play it here. This is called To Waltz With My Mother Again. It's Derek Ryan. This is a lovely song.
In a little dance hall, only 7 years tall, I'd wait to watch my daddy play. On holidays from school, thinking I was so cool to be up, staying out late. With my fizzy drink, I'd sit and I'd sing every song, every word, till Mammy would ask me out for a dance. Oh, how love was my word. Lord, once more, give us an encore to feel the way I felt back then. 'Cause I'd give everything for my daddy to sing, so I could waltz with my mother again. That was the start of songs in my heart, as sweet harmony filled our home, giving only the best till we flew the nest to go build a world of our own. Then one summer day, God called her away to watch over us from above. Now every night, under the spotlight, I feel the strength of her love. Oh Lord, once more, give us an encore, just like it was way back then. 'Cause I'd give everything for my daddy to say, so I could waltz with my mother. Lord, once more, give us an encore to feel the way I felt back then. 'Cause I'd give everything for my daddy to say, so I could waltz with my mother again. One day with God's grace, I'll feel her embrace, and I waltz with my mother again.
Oh, that is truly beautiful. It really is beautiful, Derek. And
thank you.
To have the ability to do that, what a tribute to your mom. You obviously adored her.
Yeah, and it's, as I say, it's lovely to be able to pay tribute to her every night on stage. You know, while it could be anywhere over Ireland or, you know, the UK or and gigging, and it's lovely just to think about her and sing about her every night. You know, so that's what's comforting for me.
Well, people will be wondering where they can see you locally. I know you're going to be out and about. You're going to be at the Farmers Bash. That's what's yes. later in the year. That's a heck of a gig. That's an October time. You're part of that, obviously.
Oh, yeah. I think I can see the SSC from here. But yeah, it was a fantastic night last year. I've headlined it the last 2 years, so this will be my third year running, and it just keeps getting bigger, bigger and better, and the production and everything else was just unbelievable last year. So definitely, I would put it up there, probably number one at the, you know, the top of my favourite gigs so far. So it was just amazing. Yeah,
I watched people queuing going into it the last time it was on. We could not believe the queues. But if you want to see you this weekend, the Clanree Hotel up in Letterkenny, Friday, Saturday and Sunday.
We run these special dance weekends where people come and stay, and we all stay over and play Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So it's I suppose all my fans, you know, come to the one weekend, and there's, you know, there's three shows, and we have special guests. We have Robert Mazzell, and we have Kieran Rosny, I think it is, and we have Niamh McGlinchey, David James, and lots more as well. So loads of friends of mine joining us as well. So it's always great crack, and there's an afternoon dance on the Sunday as well. So
lovely job. Listen, Derek, continued success. I know you're going to be on the telly with Pamela in the foreseeable future as well on UTV. Great seeing you
thanks
again.
Thanks for having me, Frank.
Thanks for coming back, and continued Cheers. Success with the new album, which we will give away. You're signing it as we speak. Derek Ryan 10, a chance for you to win that shortly here on U105.